Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. Today, we're going to talk about how to ask. It's something that we may take for granted, but how to simply ask. Because God knows the plans that He has for our life, but do we know it? Simply learning how to ask. You know, first, I want to ask you a question. Do you know what you want? That's one question. The second one is, have you asked yourself why you want it? And thirdly, have you asked for this before? And then fourthly, go to God. Go to God and ask Him for what you want and be straightforward, be explicit, clear cut, obvious, specific. You know, use those concrete terms. Be precise, my beloved. And just be detailed about what you want, because the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And then the fifth thing you'll do is then you go through to the earthly source and ask. And you can ask again and again. You know, when we think about asking, sometimes we're a little hesitant because we kind of fear a no, or we fear, will I get it? Or am I asking for too much? But I want you to be straightforward and blunt and clear cut and ask God simply for what you want. You know, I had an amazing dream the other day. It was really, really amazing. And in this dream, I was talking to this lady, and this woman said to me in the dream, she said, you know, kind of like in a laughing type of way, she said, you're going to think this is kind of odd what I'm going to say to you. And she said to me, simply ask. She said, I know there's two more parts to that. And this was in the dream now. She said, ask, seek, and knock. Seek and knock. The other two parts. She said, but I want you to simply ask. And that's what I'm sharing today in this podcast. Simply ask. You know, there are some scriptures that support and give us strength and courage. I'm going to read scripture to you from John chapter 15, verse 7 through 14. Listen at this. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, and if you do what I command. You know, listen to how clear that is, how clear and how beautiful Jesus has just laid it out for us in John chapter 15, verse 7 through 14. Do you ever find yourself kind of, you know, telling God how to answer your prayers? I know I've been guilty of that. Or do you often beg and plead for what you want from God? And does God sometimes have something better than what we've asked for? That's a sure winner there. It really is. I've asked God for something and I felt I received a no, but guess what? He gave me a yes, but in a different way. And it was better than what I could have ever asked, dreamed, or imagined. And then I'm going to tag this on. Large asking results in large receiving. Yeah. He said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Let's look a little further. Let's take a look in 1 Samuel. And this is going to speak about Hannah. This was a woman who wanted so desperately to have a baby. You know, she wanted so desperately. During this time, you know, the polygamy was in full effect. And this particular man, he had two wives. One wife had children. The other wife didn't. Her name was Hannah. And Hannah wanted a son so bad to present to her husband. Listen at this prayer. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And I'm going to read verses 9 through 18. It said, once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord. She was weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. Now, as she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli, the priest, he observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. You know how you do that. You're just kind of mouthing, as they call it, or pantomime. Your mouth is moving, but the words are contained and sealed in your heart. So the priest saw her doing this. And listen what he said. Well, listen what he thought. Eli thought, Hannah must be drunk. And then Eli said to her, how long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. And listen at Hannah's response. Not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I'm a woman who's deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. She went on to say, do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. And listen what Eli answered her. He said, go in peace. And may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. And she said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. You know, when you pray, pour your heart out to the Lord. You see, as we read about Hannah just poured her life, her concern, her trouble, her anger. She poured it all out to the Lord. And you can do the same. So pour it out to him. Ask him what it is that you desire. And then be honest with God. Don't hold back. He knows. Don't hold back and let any evil thoughts that come to you like, oh, you don't deserve this. You know, God's mad at you. You know you didn't do this right, or you forgot, or you neglected to do a particular thing. You just tell those thoughts according to Psalms chapter 6. Hey, depart from me. All those workers in your mind of evil, tell them to depart from you. Because listen at this part of Psalm 6 and 8. For the Lord has heard the sound of your weeping. The Lord hears your cry. He hears your plea. He hears your request. Just ask him, my beloveds. Ask him. Ask. And it shall be given to you. Listen at Psalms 22. This, you know, the Psalms are actually songs. Yeah, S-O-N-G-S, songs. So listen at this one. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? When you feel like God is not there, when you pray, you can tell him how you feel, but do it in all honesty. Say, Father, I feel like you're not here. I feel like I'm alone. Talk to him. Ask him. You know, the psalm went on to say, why are you so far from saving me? You and I know. You and I know that God is omnipresent. He's evenly present everywhere. But maybe there's been a time in your life, or maybe this is the time in your life, where you may feel a bit forsaken. Oh, but cry unto God. Call out to him. Call out to the Holy One of Israel. Call out to the Holy One. Call out to Yahweh. And put your trust in him. Put your trust in him. Because it goes further on in the scripture and it says, to you they cried out and they were rescued. And in you they trusted and they were not put to shame. And even if there's something going on in your life or that went on in your life that wants to bring shame into your mind, ask God to give you a better understanding. And then ask God to remove that shame. Oh, come on. This is serious business, my beloveds. Because God wants you to be free and he wants you to be 100 successful. Not 99. He wants you to be 100 successful in this life, praise God. Because he loves you. He created you in his image and in his likeness. You are his image and his likeness. And he wants you to display his dual nature right here in the earth. He wants you to do that. He doesn't want your soul to be cast down. Listen at this scripture. This is Psalms 42. It says, as a deer panteth for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Hey, that's all it is. If ever you feel like, hey, you're not on top of it, it is just your soul thirsting for the Lord. Not thirsting for something new, not a new outfit, not a new pair of shoes, you're thirsting for the Spirit of God to spring up in you. Just ask, Lord, spring up in me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. And he will refresh you. Yeah. God wants to know. He asked the question. He said, why are you cast down? You know, come on, lift your soul up. And then even question yourself sometimes. Why am I cast down? Why am I feeling sad or less than the joy that God has provided for me? Why? Don't forget who you are. Don't ever forget that God is on your side, and what can man do unto you? That's a powerful statement to make. God is on my side, and what can man do unto me? I will not fear what man can do unto me. You know, one of my sons, when he first started playing football as a young, just a youngster, probably 6 or 7 years old, and I remember he would think about, and he was a strong guy, but he still had his fears of stepping out there on that football field. And I gave him a scripture that said, I will not fear what man can do unto me. And he said it and he believed it. And God gave him courage and strength. And I say that to you today. I don't know who may be trying to stare you down, but you belong to God Almighty. Yeah. You know, deep calls unto deep sometimes. I think that's where we are in this podcast. Yeah, deep is calling unto deep today. Oh, yeah, the roar of the waterfalls. Deep calling unto deep. Oh, I love you so much. Deep calling unto deep. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here. Oh, listen to this. It says, Oh, grant us help against our enemies, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our enemies. It's God who's going to do it for you. Even in a time of distress, indecision, wherever you are in your life right now, God is absolutely with you. He will guide you. He'll lead you. He'll give you counsel. Yeah. If you're indecisive what to do, which way to go, should I turn right, left? Should I go forward? What path should I take, Lord? I promise you, he will guide you and give you wise counsel. And sometimes our counsel comes through someone else, through a word, sometimes through a song. It's amazing how God will provide us with directions, instructions. Our responsibility is to fulfill it. Oh yeah, deep is calling unto deep. Learn to ask. Take time to ask. And take time to really figure out what is it that I want and ask. Just not off the top of your head. I'm not talking right now about that part of asking or that type of brainstorming right now. That specific thing, how do you want it to come to pass? When do you want it to come to pass? Where do you want it to come to pass? And perhaps with whom you want it to come to pass. Settle yourself down. Take a deep breath. Turn off the television, unless you may have some soft music playing in the background, because music is indeed good for the soul. And think about it. Yeah, use and, stir up that gray matter and think about it. What is it that I want to ask God for? And spend time and talk to him. Be honest with God. You may want a spiritual blessing. God, I need peace. I need joy. I need strength for the journey. I need more compassion. God, I need to be more forgiving. Or even, God, I need to be forgiven. You better know it. I'm getting texts already. You can do this, and you can trust God to be faithful. God loves you so much, that he's listening. He is so attentive to our prayers. Why? Because he's in us. Remember that. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the divine Spirit of God, that's what the Holy Spirit is, the divine Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. Yeah. Simply ask. Be honest. Be truthful about it. Be truthful about how you feel, and perhaps even maybe why you're feeling this way. You may not even know why. Ask him, why am I feeling this way? And when he reveals it to you, it may not be instantaneous, but when he reveals to you, now you come back with the comeback and say, Lord, help me with this. Help me through this. He will. But you must ask. Yeah. You know, there's a prayer that is so powerful, and I'm going to read it to you in a moment. But I also want to remind you again, he will guide you. The Holy Spirit will be your counsel. And receive. You know, sometimes when we pray, God blesses us. He honors us. Yeah, that's the grace of God. He honors us with glory. Yeah, he honors us with enlightenment. He honors us. You know how we say the aha, you know how we say the aha moment. He honors us. The aha moment comes, or that time where they, like they say, we get an epiphany. Yeah, he honors you with that because he loves you. When you pray, listen, even when the battle is raging inside of you, pour out your soul to the Lord. God can make sense out of what seems senseless or useless or even impossible. But you've got to ask him. Be with him. Talk with him. Because prayer, I'm about to really drop a powerful word upon us today. Prayer helps us to see things the way God sees them. Talk about clarity of thought. Yeah, talk about precision. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not lack any good thing. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. That means he makes you to, you know, to find calm places in your mind and in your thoughts. He leads you beside the still waters. He restores your soul. He leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though you walk through some valleys of the shadow of death, you go through some tough times, don't fear any evil. Why? Because God is with you. His rod and his staff, they're comforting you. He's prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Yes, your enemies are going to see how God has blessed you and turned that situation around. He anoints your head with oil, yes, and your cup runs over. You're not just going to have enough. You're going to have more than enough. Joy, peace, strength, tenacity, whatever it is in the spiritual realm and physical realm. Surely, goodness and mercy, check it out. Yeah, evil's not following you. Goodness and mercy is following you. All the days of your life, and you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God brings peace, and God brings us to a place of rest. Rest your minds, my beloved. Jesus was our greatest example. Listen what he said. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, Jesus went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. If Jesus prayed, my God, shouldn't we? Do you have a place where you can rest and get close to the heart of God? Drawing near to God brings a refreshing, and our strength is renewed. Wow. God hears you when you call upon him. You know, even if you're sick, if you're ill, if you're diseased, You know that word, dis-ease. If you're uneasy, if you're feeling anxious or a little nervous, listen what the Bible says. Is there among you any afflicted? Let him pray. Let them pray. Let them pray. Any sick among you? Pray. Oh my God. Confess your faults one to another. Yeah. Oh, wow. How to ask. How to ask. Spend time in prayer. Just concentrate like in the dream I had. Just concentrate right now on the asking. And find out what it is that you want from God. Ask yourself, why do I want it? And have I asked for it before? And even if you've asked before and it didn't come to pass, go back and ask again. Jesus did that as well. Go to God. Ask him for what you want. Be straightforward, my beloveds. Be clear cut, explicit. Be concrete. Be obvious about it. Don't be clandestine. Be specific, precise, detailed about what you want. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And then you go to the earthly source. And don't be afraid to come back in prayer and ask again. Oh, this has been, like I said, deep calling unto deep. I want to share with you what a powerful woman of God shared with me. Listen at this. Tell my remnant, I've given them enough time to make up time. Did you hear that? Tell my remnant, I've given them enough time to make up time, but they do not have any time to waste. Come on, let's get about our Father's business. We do not have any time to waste. God gave us enough time to make up time. Hey, all of us, we were isolated in our homes for months. We had the time. Now you do not have any time to waste. Oh, yeah. Deep calling unto deep. I want to say thank you for being with me during this podcast. I want to thank Reverend Dr. Coley for the great work that she's doing in the Washington, D.C. area, along with her wonderful bishop at the Greater Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, which was founded in 1818. I want to thank Miss Lowell. I also want to thank Apostle Carolyn. God bless you, Apostle Carolyn Foster. Terry, God bless you. I want to say hello, and I want to shout out to Courtney and Isaiah and those beautiful boys. To my brother Robert and Sean and Marlon, Carol and Cheryl, I love you. Arnold, reaching out to you. Clarence, hey, Omo, you keep up the good work, baby. I want to also say hello to Aaron in Kansas and Denise in Kansas. Helen, thank you. I want to say hello to the Edwards at Chesapeake Bay. Keep that Facebook alive. You're giving people a lot of hope. I want to say hello to my beautiful niece, Sonia. Judy, prophetess, stay on the wall, darling. Peter and Cynthia, the best is yet to come. Rosalyn, keep up the good work with the young girls that you're teaching and training in the Yes, the Youth Empowerment Services. Jewel, my lovely sister, hello. Hi, Tony, Stephanie. Hello to you. I want to say hello to Prophetess Elder Moreland today. Of course, I say hello. My beautiful and wonderful mother, my absolutely beautiful aunts, Aunt Steen, Aunt Jewel and Rosemary, I love you. And guess what? You have your place. Yes, the world wants to know how you became so successful. God bless you. I love you all so much. I want to shout out. You know, I may not have called your name today, but you better believe I love you. Velma, hey, I love you, and I'm thinking about you as well. I'm saying hi to the Pride family. I'm saying hi to Collegiate Training Institute as well. You all are so absolutely wonderful. Listen, I want you to know sometimes our greatest fear is that our light might shine too bright. Go on and shine, shine, shine. And I want to say, true friends are together even in the spirit. Hi, Velveeta. How are you doing? I see you there. Daphne, thank you. Kim, thank you. All the way to Sardinia, Italy. Wow. All the way to Sardinia. Hello, Cynthia. Jackie, good morning. Hey. Thanks for all the work you're doing, even for the veterans. We love you. We love you. We love you. Nico, Jordan, Steven, Lauren, Kayla. Hey, I love you so much. And I want to say hey to my baby Tandana all the way in South Africa. Keep up the good work, my beloveds. You are the apple of God's eye. Hi, Brian. Thank you for your prayers. Kevin, Lynn, thank you. Wow. I can't say enough. And those that I didn't call your name, guess what? We've been together today. Deep was calling unto deep. And guess what? The best is yet to come. Stay strong. God loves you. I love you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.